Where would we be without painters? Yep, I'm walking along the banks of the River Lee in Cork. I'm walking towards a coffee house, and I've just been listening to documentary Christian Payne preparing himself to go and spend a day or part of a day in Birmingham with photographers talking about being creative in business and all sorts of issues to do with the business of photography and licensing and stuff like that. And it makes me think about where would we be if we didn't have painters. And of course it's impossible to say, totally impossible to say, and I suppose that was only a way of getting into the topic, because painters were followed by photographers in terms of image making, or this is the way I think of it as, and then photographers had to find their way in the world, and we're now, things have moved on to another stage and another step, and photographers are being superseded by digital transformers, or whatever you would call people who make juggle pixels in complicated ways. So documentally calls himself a story maker today, and he makes stories, and he talked in his audio about giving a presentation is a form of making a story. You give your story out to people. And as I was listening to him, I thought of a subtle distinction in story making that helps me. And I wonder if it might help you to have the distinction between getting your story out there, conveying your message, communicating whatever it is you want to say in such a way that it's attractive to other people, in such a way that people take it in, and so that you get your message across, whatever your message is. And that may be a very crude and summary. Well, it is a very crude summary of what Christian Payne is saying about himself, that he's become a story maker. I know he also helps other people to make stories, because I know he runs workshops, and in addition to being a conference speaker, a keynote speaker, he actually teaches people how to do things, or you know, coaches people on how to do things. I'm not sure what language he uses, but there is a distinction between that story making, story telling, and another form that I've come across, and it's this. Imagine that the whole purpose of making a story is to give another person a story which they can take in as their own. And they can take in the story in such a way that they even forget that it was your story in the first place. In other words, that you make stories in a form that they can be handed on to other people and you lose ownership of them. So you're making stories that you deliberately intend to lose ownership of as they become more and more communicated to other people. Now that intention is different from the intention of making a story which you own and other people will talk about and cluster around and all that. There's a difference. So if your job in life is to serve people a stream of ideas, connections, thoughts, imaginations, narratives, all whatever you want to call all of these things. In other words, making a story for other people. But your intention is to do it so that when they hear it, they say to themselves, "Ah, you know, I agree with that. I agree with that. That's actually my idea. He just happens to have put it in a better way than me. So now I have got a new way of putting what was always mine, which was my way of thinking about a topic, let's say, or my way of interpreting something, or my way of analyzing something, or my way of making something. This person who's given me this story is just happens to be a particularly attractive, has a skill which is particularly attractive of putting it across in a way that he or she says better than me what I really want to say. So I continue to own the story. I just simply have had my ability to tell the story improved. Now, am I being clear? Am I giving you a distinction between two types of story makers? Or is it locked within my own imagination that there is or within my own conceptual framework that there is a vital distinction between the two? The person who explicitly spelled out for me what he was doing after I had realized that he was doing it, but put it into words infinitely better than I would have been able to put it into words, is Chris Brogan. Chris Brogan produced blog posts. I experienced him as a blogger, and he would put across ideas in the blog posts, and gradually I realized that I was more and more agreeing with Chris Brogan, and that Chris Brogan was actually saying things that I wanted to say, and he was kind of almost like lending me, you know, a particular golf club that he was used to using for achieving the same result. And I could then take Chris Brogan's golf club and hit the ball with that. And he then went on from being a blogger to email marketing. I suppose you'd call it in the real abstraction. But it didn't start like that at all. It was getting a personal email from Chris once a week. And the email wasn't trying to sell me anything. It was simply telling me a story, putting ideas across in a very engaging way. And I kept experiencing for myself that, Chris, that's right. Yeah, you're right, Chris, you're right. And then I'd even say, Chris, but you could say more about that, Chris. You could say more about that. And in fact, in the context in which I'm dealing with the ideas that Chris Brogan, you know, has put on the table for consideration this particular morning, this is the way I would do it, and I would do it. And actually, I then got together with Roger Overall, and the two of us, Roger Overall and myself, started talking about what do you think of the ideas that this guy has, and how would you put it, Roger? And we put together a podcast which is called, or was called, A Business Jazz. But the whole point about it is that I find that there's something incredibly profound in the distinction between a story maker who makes a story for their own purpose and a story maker who makes a story in order to equip another person to be stronger in their own story making. Now, if I go into this in, you know, too much kind of splitting the details up, I lose the thrust of the point, because it's absolutely the case that Chris Brogan, in putting himself out there, putting his words out there, had an intention of doing something valuable for Chris Brogan. He wanted to build a business, he wanted to feed his children, he wanted to keep a roof over his head, and he wanted to be there, able to do something else in future. And if you don't actually make some money in the process of doing things, you won't be around. Well, first of all, you'll starve to death, I suppose, but ultimately, your whole of your activity won't be able to last, and it won't be able to have a big impact unless it generates. Well, at that point in the proceedings, the telephone rang, and my monologue came to an end, and I'm now a few hours later, many hours later, sitting in my house. So there's no real point in trying to carry on regardless. I hope that I have said enough, and if I haven't said enough, well, I'm easy to find and it's easy to contact me, and I would be absolutely delighted to have a conversation about the content of this. And, you know, all I can say is that Christian Payne documentally is a great guy with terrific, must be incredibly helpful to other people. And Chris Brogan is a great guy and is incredibly helpful to other people. So they're both great guys, and they're both doing their best in their own way to live a good life, as I would put it. And they're both in business in different ways, and there are people dependent on them. And that's in a way what you do when you run a business. You build something up in order to change the world. You build something up collaboratively with other people, so you have a responsibility to them as well, and sometimes you employ them and sometimes you work, you know, in some other form of relationship with them other than as an employer. But you're in a team and you're doing something, and all the time you're actually, whatever you're doing it in the service of others. That's a mentality. Other people have other ways of putting it. So really what I've been trying to do is to work out some distinctions and some overlaps between the art of making stories in such a way that you successfully communicate your own points to others. And secondly, the art of story making so that you successfully give other people to take away and own and use. And they're not either or, I think. I think there's a huge overlap. And in that overlap lies, you know, a whole space for people to place themselves in different ways. And that's why both Chris Brogan and Christian Payne are both helpful to people, but they're helpful in their own distinct ways. And one person's way will suit another person more than the other. And then some people will find both of them helpful. I can recommend both of them. So it's Paul O'Mahony at 4 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon with a whole load of children in the house running around in the background. I don't know if you can hear any of it, but thank you very much for listening to this, and have a very good weekend. Bye bye for now.